If you're shopping this weekend, you might notice quick response or QR codes. Instead of barcodes, which have those straight lines, these QR codes are more like pop art. They're black squiggly lines inside little boxes, very 60s. When you scan them, though, with a cell phone, they'll take you to websites that have information about the product or maybe a coupon and maybe even a short video. About 14 million people a month are scanning them in the U.S., but there are some cautions. Sharon Vaknin of the tech news website CNET joins us from the CNET offices in San Francisco. Sharon, first of all, give us some more examples of how QR codes are being used.
You might be window shopping and see a blouse that you like, and next to that blouse is a QR code, which you can scan and purchase from the website without actually having to step into the store.
Oh, cool. I think, because, you know, the Denver Post recently reported on scammers using the technology. They'll create a QR code that installs an app once you scan it. But if you open that app, it starts sending texts at $6 a pop. So just to go scan this little tiny square of pop art with your cell phone, how do you know when it's legit?
The problem is that you don't. What criminals are doing is they are creating their own QR codes that lead you to malicious apps, web pages that ask for your personal information, and they're sticking these QR codes on top of legitimate ones. So it's actually very difficult to tell if a QR code is safe or not. But the good news is that the malicious app doesn't download immediately. So for instance, if you have an Android phone and you scan a QR code, it'll lead you to the app page in the market where you can then see the permissions that the app has, and you can make a decision whether or not you want to download that app. So it's up to you to decide what action you take once you scan that QR code.
So right now, a little bit of buyer beware. So tell us more about what some retailers are doing. You write about JCPenney.
Absolutely. So one of the most fun ways you'll see QR codes used this season is at JCPenney's. They're using something called a Santa tag, which is a QR code that you get when you purchase a gift, which you can scan and then record your own personalized message for the gift recipient. When they get that gift, they scan the QR code with their mobile phone and your voice message plays back.
Oh, cool. So what are some other ways we're seeing it being used?
We're also seeing it being used for donations and education. For example, the Salvation Army is printing posters with QR codes that you scan, which then takes you to a website that gives you information about social justice and what the Salvation Army is doing and the option to make a donation during this holiday season.
Well, we understand there are competitors springing up to these QR codes. Microsoft has Microsoft tags. What does that mean, that there's now different choices? Why don't they all just use the QR code?
We're seeing companies like Microsoft release the Microsoft tag, or even AT&T release their own QR codes. Now, each of these QR codes requires a new dedicated app, and the reason these companies are creating their own codes is to actually harvest the information and collect data about people scanning the codes.
Oh, so it's two-way. It's not just you're getting something from them. They are taking something from you.
Correct. So when you scan a Microsoft tag, they may be harvesting your information.
So there's QR codes. What's the difference between that and what we understand is the new technology where you just aim your phone at something?
A new technology is being developed by ShopTel, which actually lets you scan an entire product. So you take a picture of, say, a movie, and with that photo, you'll be taken to more information. You might even be driving down the highway and see a billboard, snap a photo of that billboard, and you'll get more information of the product being advertised.
How do you know to do that? How do you know which billboard to take a picture of?
That's the barrier to entry that even QR codes face. In order to be informed, the billboard has to actually say, take a photo of this product and send it to ShopTel. So we're seeing the same barrier to entry with QR codes, where people are seeing these funky patterned stickers and not exactly knowing what to do with them.
Sharon Vaknin of the tech news website CNET talking about QR codes. Sharon, thank you.
Thank you.